DirtChecks.com.
Looking out my back door, Creedence Clearwater at 7:02 with Larry Luchak at WLS. You know, in American finance, they say when borrowing makes sense, we can work it out together. And right now is a mighty good time for you to make some, Right now is a mighty good time for you to make them stand behind that slogan of theirs with hard cash. If you're like most Americans, you probably need extra cash to meet seasonal expenses. As a matter of fact, it would be surprising if you didn't. And you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you discover how eager your friends at American Finance are to help you with your money problems. They'll help you determine how much it makes sense for you to borrow, and they'll work out terms that are best for you. So make them prove they mean it when they say whenever borrowing makes sense.
Come to American, we can work it out together.
Now there are 33 offices of American Finance in the Chicago area. Give them a call, or better yet, stop in. You can work it out together at American Finance.
Oh, John, how can we tell her?
I don't know, Marcia. I just don't know. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the next exciting episode of Big City Life. Will John tell her? Will Marcia tell her? Will...
Thelma, what are we going to do? The TV just blew up, and tomorrow's the big confrontation on Big City Life.
Mint and Juicy Fruit Gum.
Newsman Bud Miller has a special report on the SDS at 7:25 this morning on WLS News. The time is now 7:10. Some Catholic high school football scores yesterday. I think I will just read the winners. In this way, I will not embarrass the teams that lost. Following schools won. Leo, Loyola, St. Lawrence, Mendel, Marmion, and St. Patrick. And Brother Rice humiliated the team they played. Brother Rice racked up 60 points yesterday afternoon. I'm not going to mention that Weber only had 22 in that game.
89-hour color TV spectacular.
WLS awards 89 free color TVs. Win a spectacular silver Meteor portable color TV. The Meteor serves as a great first or second set, and as a 12-inch color picture tube, plus VHF dipole and UHF loop antenna. The portable Meteor, valued at $239 from Teledyne Packard Bell. It looks the best because it is. That's 89 free color TVs from WLS.
Okay, Guy. Traffic this morning, things are pretty normal at the moment. Only one spot seems a little different, and that's northbound on the Calumet Expressway at 111th. Where a utility pole is flattened with a car nearby with a custom-made dent in the grill that would curve nicely around a flattened utility pole.
Windy City weather.
Today is the last day. No, it is not. This is the last week. I can't read my own writing here. This is the last week of daylight savings time, gang. Sun is coming up now. The switch comes next Monday. So it's going to be dark until about 8 o'clock in the morning next Monday. Partly sunny today, mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow with a slight chance of rain. But otherwise, pretty good. Today's high 63, low tonight 45, a little bit warmer tomorrow with a high 65. It's 36 degrees at O'Hare this morning, 48 on the lakefront. And mostly a clear blue sky here in Chicago with 41 degrees at WLS, reminding you to give your fair share and help the Crusade of Mercy help others.
Larry Luchak, WLS.
Wonder why I never asked where you've been.
It's 15 minutes past 7 o'clock at WLS. Time for the Larry Luchak Clunk Letter of the Day. Today's letter is from a housewife whose name is Dorothy. And here's what Dorothy writes in. Hi, Larry, comma. I am a faithful listener to your program. I find the morning hour rather hectic, and until 8:30, when I flop down for about my 10th cup of tea, I have you on the radio, but I'm jumping from room to room, so I only hear part of your program. If this isn't enough, my 15-year-old, 6'3" of teenager was thrown from his bike the second week after school started. He now has a cast from his wrist to the armpit of his right arm, so dear old mother has to chauffeur him back and forth to school because it takes two arms to haul all of his school books. I arrive back home about 8:30 in the morning and then listen to the balance of your program. I know that this is sort of late, but you almost lost me on your Labor Day program. I had just taken a big mouthful of tea when you made that remark about making sure that you had on nice, clean underwear while you were driving in case of an accident. I almost choked to death because ever since we were young, my mother and grandmother banged the idea into our heads, and it has stuck with me because even when I dash to school in the morning, I throw on my wig, but I always make sure I have on you-know-what. Oh, tell me, I'm stupid. Since you do have a morning program now, Larry, I would suggest you give those girls who dash out in the morning this warning. We do live in a neighborhood quite a distance from our schools with no bus service, so we have been all involved in carpools with our children. My two kids, both teenagers now, a boy and girl, are now able to walk to our high school a short distance from our house. But I was really amazed at how some of those gals throw a house coat over their nightgowns and drive their kids to school. In fact, nothing is as funny as watching these gals come into our school circle, hair curlers, makeup from the night before, etc., and I couldn't help but remembering my family's warning. What if you have an accident? This letter goes on for two more pages, typewritten, single-spaced. Dorothy has a lot to say, telling me about her hobbies. She enters garden and flower shows. She even closed a color picture of her organic herb garden, which is one of the nicest organic herb gardens that I've ever seen. But I don't have time to read all this. I'm running out of time, and I'm running out of breath. Anyway, Dorothy, thank you for writing. And before you take the kids to school this morning, remember...
Super Jock!
Nice, clean underwear, because you never know. Dean Martin, WLS, Detroit City.
I want to go home.
Detroit City, S. Dean Martin. It's 7:21. Larry Lujack, the morning person here at WLS. I was just checking my own underwear. Nice ones this morning. Electric blue with white stripes down the side. Gosh, I almost hope I get in an accident on the way home. I think these would really impress the ambulance driver.
This is car 22. There are about 24 kids in there. Some of them have guns. You better get the sheriff's police here. We got trouble.
Today, crime and civil disobedience have made to the Cook County Board.
I'm Joe Woods. Elect me president of the Cook County Board, and I'll do something about more funds for law enforcement.
The proceeding was a dramatization paid for by the Joseph I. Woods Campaign Committee.
Omaha's a frontier town. In the center of it all, where the corn grows tall, there's a city called Omaha.
Hey, starting October 25, Frontier Airlines jets nonstop from Midway to Omaha three times a day. Chicagoland, welcome to Frontierland.
It's a frontier town. There's no denying it's a frontier town. So let's go flying. We'll take you up, but won't let you down. Omaha's a frontier town.
For more information, call your travel agent or Frontier Airlines. It's 23 past 7, WLS, free color TV time. Hope you made it to one of the concerts here in Chicago over the weekend. There were some good people in town. Laura Nyro Friday night, or Laura Nyro, take your pick. Guess who in the auditorium Saturday night? Jackson 5. Sunday night in the International Amphitheater, Grand Funk Railroad. And for those of you who are more sophisticated, or think you are, Paul Moriat and his orchestra in Orchestra Hall last Friday night.
WLS.
This chick was here too. Sunday night, last night in the auditorium. Judy Collins at WLS.
Goes and flows of angel hymn, no lie.
From the WLS News Bureau, the Jeffrey Hendricks Report.
Good morning. At 7:25, a house fire at 9723 Menard at Oak Lawn this morning killed a 10-year-old. A slight chance of rain. Today's high 63, low tonight 45, the high tomorrow 65. Now at O'Hare 36, Midway 41, at the lakefront 48 degrees. From the WLS News Bureau, this is Jeffrey Hendricks.
WLS Chicago.
Checks.com.